Well, let's get right to the festivities here on Canada Day Live. Our first stop is in Newfoundland, and it's brought to you by PutDownYourDamnPhone.com. That's right, it's a holiday. Spend time with your loved ones, not your phone. If you know someone who can't put down their mobile device, this book is for them. Check out Put Down Your Damn Phone already at PutDownYourDamnPhone.com or on Amazon and iTunes. Alan Doyle is joining us on the line. You know him from his many high-energy performances with Great Big C. Actually, the first concert I ever went to, if I'm not mistaken. Happy Canada Day to you.
And to you, sir. Happy Canada Day to you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for chatting with us on the holiday. You know, it's been a few years since I visited Newfoundland. It was the Juno Awards, I think, probably 2009 or 10, but
something like that.
It's definitely a unique place to visit. So tell us, what is it like to actually live in Newfoundland? I only spent a few days.
Well, I live in the city, in St. John's, and, you know, it's a small city, kind of like there's a lot of cities this size around Canada, but St. John's is unique because it's way on the edge, right? It's way down the, not only is it on the island, but it's on the very eastern edge of the island, so it's about as far east as you can go, you know, and so it, compared to the rest of the country, it's kind of, it feels a little isolated sometimes in the best kind of way, where you feel like, you know, whatever's going on out here doesn't necessarily mean it's going on anywhere else, and that's one of the biggest reasons to come visit and check it out. You know, for a fellow like me who travels primarily in North America, you know, living this far out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean is troublesome sometimes, trying to make flights and fly more than I'd like. But I dearly love it because it's unique and because I was born here, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm of the place one way or another.
Well, it definitely does feel like it's, and I mean this as a compliment, it's like it's a different world. You say, you know, it's a very small town feel, and Canadians we know are friendly, but even friendlier over there in Newfoundland, I think.
We kind of have to be, don't we? I mean, we, for hundreds of years, this place, you know, was extremely isolated and was a lot of people's last chance to see land, or their first chance to see land when they were crossing the ocean. In boats, and it just, we had to welcome people when they were in distress, and welcome people when they were, you know, voyaging, and so we became, it was kind of one of our reasons for being here was because we were open-doored, for lack of a better reason, you know, word. And I think when the winter's here, when it's just us, and there ain't no ships coming and going, I think the people had to look after each other, because you couldn't make it on your own, it's too hard. You know, so it's just, I think there were very practical reasons that bred a group of people out here that are both welcoming to visitors and extremely kind and caring about each other.
And the scenery is absolutely beautiful. What I remember was the fog, and when I was in St. John's, I mentioned for the Junos, and I'm trying to remember the name of the hotel, the Million Dollar View of the Harbor, Battery Hotel.
Yeah, sure.
Is it?
Yeah.
And
that old hotel, the lower part of that hotel, had a sort of an empty kind of office space. That's where Great Big C recorded two of our first records. We're in that old space. We had our studio in there. And so we had a view of St. John's Harbor to make up, the up record and the play record.
So I did not have a view because I was, I think, the second floor, and I go open the fog the entire time. Like, we're talking right out the window, couldn't see a damn thing.
I always say one of the greatest things about being a Newfoundlander is no matter where you go, the weather is better.
You know, and there's a lot of people, though, that in our country anyway, that think that Toronto is the eastern edge of Canada, which we know clearly is not correct. But let's talk about the music scene there, because there's a whole bunch of, like, pubs, and there's some really awesome music in town.
Yeah. Well, I mean, most of the part of Newfoundland that I'm from, down on the Southern Shore, as it's called, is very Irish settled, right? And so it's very Celtic influenced, and the instrumentation that people learned to play was, you know, wasn't pianos and electric guitars first. It was mostly accordions and whistles, and the songs that, you know, I was brought up singing weren't necessarily pop songs or rock songs or blues songs. They were shanties and Irish ballads and that kind of stuff. And so it made for, in the Canadian kind of melange of music, it made for something that's really unique, because, you know, we weren't heavily influenced by stuff that was going on in the United States until probably the 80s, you know, so it was just, you know, I was born into a place that had a music of its own.
And Great Big C really propelled Newfoundland, or the region's music, across the world, though, really, didn't it?
Yeah, we sort of wore it on our sleeve, and it was just, it was great little to do with the pianist. It was like, you know, Bob Hallett, who always from Great Big Sea, always said, you know, we have this music that's unique to us. We'd be crazy not to bring it to the rest of the world. But, you know, this is something, our body of work here, of our traditional music, is something that that belongs only to us, and nobody else has this. You know, they all, and it's a calling card that is, and that is wonderful. And on top of that, it's beautiful music, and it's like, and it's honest music. And I think even when we started writing songs on our own and doing our own stuff, it's just that so heavily influenced the sort of integrity of it. You know, it needs to be something that's true and honest. And I think more importantly, it influenced as a team and a generation of writers that looked inward first. You know, I think all too often, if you're from, you know, Iowa, you think you have to sound like you're from Los Angeles, right? Or write a song about a fast car or something. You know, and of course, in Newfoundland, all the guys write about being from Newfoundland. And that's beautiful.
And it was 20 years of success. And when you think about that, these days, it's almost unheard of for artists or groups.
Yeah. And yeah, it's really, it would be more difficult now. I mean, we came along in Great Big Sea at a time when, in the sort of the early part of the 90s, we were just entering sort of a Celtic wave that was going on across the country. And, you know, the Rankins were doing well, and the Bears were doing well, and a whole bunch of stuff. And thankfully, the country of Canada was open to it, right? And so those of us that wanted to keep doing it, we already had an audience for it, and it was excellent. And I mean, I'm so grateful to the country of Canada for, you know, turning its ear to what's really a tiny little part of the country and adopting it and accepting it the way they have.
You mentioned earlier about, like, the solo careers, and so many groups split up, and sometimes it can be that, you know, it could be ego that somebody wants a solo career, or it could just be differences within the group. I mean, you guys rocked the house for 2 decades. So what was it? Was it just that you got older and your priorities changed and maybe wanted to shift and focus on family? Like, what happened?
It's quite simple, really. I mean, the other singer in the band, Sean, wanted to leave the band and quit at the end of the 2013 tour, 20th anniversary tour. And we spent the next, you know, 2 years trying to figure a way to come to some arrangement with Sean where the rest of us could continue without him. And we couldn't. We never did come to an arrangement that everyone was happy with, so, and it was all headed towards a fight, you know, and it was a fight that I didn't want to have. I said, look, I don't want the last thing we do together is have a fight over who can play a Great Big Sea and who can't. So I kind of walked away from it. I said, look, I'm happy to play Great Big Sea concerts when people are happy to play them. But if people are not happy to play them, I'll go play my own concerts. Let me know when you want to.
Well, and that's something that I think when groups start, you know, interchanging members and bringing new people in, it's not the same, right? I mean, sometimes it works, but you don't want to risk that,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and I think it might have even worked with Great Big Sea, too, you know, and that, because it's such a continuum of traditional music and all that stuff. But, you know, kind of just on a personal level, it's like I really didn't want to fight over it. I didn't want to have, you know, a prolonged racket over who could do what and who didn't want to do that. And I just said, look, I'd much rather spend the next 5 years of my life building my own thing than fighting over the scraps of something. So that was kind of where my personal perspective on it was. And Sean and Bob right now are both doing amazing things, you know, and they're both, I think worked out great for everybody, because Sean is doing stuff that's very satisfying for him, and Bob is as well, and so am I, and we all, you know, again, like, I never closed the door on that. I wouldn't have the heart to do it, and I'm proud of what the guys are doing now, and I'm forever grateful for them for coming to me to join the band with them. Certainly, I owe them my entire professional career, without a doubt.
Well, I think even looking at the way you do, right, you'd much rather have the good memories of it coming to an end rather than it just being, you know, all of a sudden 2 decades of just now resentment towards each other. So I think that's great that you looked at it that way.
That's my perspective on it. I didn't, you know, life is too short to spend 5 years fighting over the scraps.
What's your fondest memory of Great Big Sea?
August 3rd, 1993.
Oh, wow. Okay. What was that?
It was the day our first record showed up. I'll never forget it. I was outside my house on Suez Street in St. John's, and we'd recorded the record like in May, and we sent it away to get manufactured, and the day before our album launch, it showed up, it got delivered in courier or whatever, and Bob brought one over, and I held a record in my hand that I was on. I couldn't believe it. I'll never forget it.
Wow.
I've been in bands for so long, like my uncles and my out through college and university and that, and so the Doors and Petty Arbor had done lots of that stuff, but I really, really wanted to be in a band that had a record, and that would be like a thing that no one else had done in my family, and it would be, it would feel like I legitimized the whole first, you know, half of my life, really. And that was the big moment, man. I'll never forget it. I was so happy. I was so satisfied. I'm so proud of the guys. And well, because it was hard to do then. It was way harder to do then than it is now. And it was like, but we did it, and it was undeniable that it was there and it was going to be there forever. I loved it.
Did you celebrate with some Screech?
We must have. I think back in those days, if I remember correctly, it was the afternoon. It was the day before our album launch, so we wouldn't have had a big night, no, because we would have saved, we would have had to play the next night.
Right.
That was our, and our album launch was the next night, and we would have went deep into the night that night for sure.
But I mean, you do have a busy summer because you are going. You've got several appearances. You'll be in Toronto and then across the country too, right?
That's right. I got a dozen or more gigs over the summer, chasing some fun festivals and the like, and coming to your neck of the woods actually in around the middle of the summer, I believe, to do something with the games. The summer games that's on in Winnipeg this summer.
The Canada Summer Games, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to be kicking around for that for a night. It'll be fun.
Well, yeah, no, it's yeah, the city's ramping up for that as well. So I know you are also doing a lot of writing, not necessarily just music, though, right?
That's right. I started writing books. I wrote a book a couple of years ago called Where I Belong, and I just literally today got the final draft and the pages outlined for a new book that's going to come out in the fall called The Newfoundlander in Canada, and it's all about my first journey across the country. What Canada looked like to a fellow from a fishing town who'd never been anywhere.
I was going to say, you can take the Newfoundland out of the guy, but you can't take the guy. I don't even think you can take that out of you. You're there. You're set, right?
Well, you know, I never say never about anything. I try not to.
Right. Anything,
but I've, you know, been really lucky in my adult life, right? And traveling mostly for music, and I've seen many of the great cities in the world, and it's so bizarre that I've never even been tempted to move to one of them. You know, never even crossed my mind. You know, I love it here. I love living in Newfoundland. You know, I love the people and I love the place and I love the sense of uniqueness to it. And I've come to love like where it is in Canada. You know, like I love the fact that people from, you know, Saskatchewan and are from the same country as me. I think that's really cool that we have these two, you know, from Manitoba or Nova Scotia, you know, or places that couldn't be more different physically, you know, yet there's a kinship and a, you know, a family to it, and I love that about Canada.
I was going to say, I think that's a great way to wrap this up, is that, you know, home is home, and we all love the country. It's great, and especially with what's going on in the world elsewhere, I mean, it's great to be in Canada.
And I love that there isn't some all-Canadian thing that we strive for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's nobody in Manitoba wants me to be less of a Newfoundlander, no more than there is somebody in New Brunswick who wants someone from BC to not be like they're from BC. Like, they're all part of the family, and it's all part of the supper table, if you will, you know, and everyone gets a seat.
Absolutely. And so I know you're always on social media. Your website has blogs and updates. So how can people stay in touch?
Oh, alandoyle.ca. You'll find me. I'm around all the time, sure.
And we'll see you in Winnipeg for the games then, I guess, too.
Yeah, man.
All right, well, Alan Doyle, again, happy Canada Day. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, and listen, happy Canada Day to you and all your listeners out there. And I can't wait to get back to your neck of the woods and come see us in Newfoundland. Sure, we'll have lots of fun there, too.
We'll see you then. Thanks, Alan.
Cheers.